Hey, all, this is Zen Logan for Gauntlet NYC. Welcome. It's Tuesday, March 22nd. And it's Wednesday, March 22nd. Just want to talk about Shohei Ohtani. Yesterday was the finals of the WBC Classic. And Japan versus the U.S. And for those who missed it, and it's understandable because the WBC, well, it's been getting a lot of different talk and slack on the sports radio shows here in New York City. To the effect, is it worth it? Is it not worth it? Should players be playing in it? When they should be playing in it? Should they change it to a different time? All these fun discussions, but that's a different day, and I don't really want to go into it because I don't care that much. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was Ohtani. So for those who missed it, Ohtani came in as a reliever in the ninth and fanned Mike Trout to end it. Mike Trout, arguably one of the better players now in the MLB. He was like the pinnacle for early in his career, for, you know, he had speed. He was like the next Mickey Mantle, probably with a little bit more speed and maybe a little more power. But those things, even though he had some monstrous years, starting to wane a little bit. He's still a great player. Anyway, he was the face of the New York, not the New York, the MLB for a long time. And so it was a phenomenal moment. It kind of made the WBC worth it, even though there were some good games in between there. And, of course, the infamous game when the Mets reliever. I'm sorry. I'm just really confused today. But anyway, he got hurt in his celebration when Puerto Rico beat. I think they beat the DR. So going back a second, so I want to talk. I started this because I wanted to talk about Ohtani. And one of the things I'm always been confused about, he's been in the league, I believe it's 4 years, maybe five. And he's been with the Angels. And the Angels, as great as a player as he is, and I like him, this is nothing about him being good or bad, you know, being a bad pitcher or being a better pitcher than a hitter, or vice versa. It's not about that at all. It's about why such a great player, how he ended up in L.A. is crazy, because basically they've wasted 4 years of this guy who could have really, I mean, he was always a superstar. Now that he's going to be an international superstar, but still, you know, the world doesn't know about him. I mean, baseball purists and baseball followers know about him before this. And then now they're really, like, you know, talking about what a phenomenal talent he is, which he is. But why is, you know, I'm not purporting that things should be rigged. I'm not saying that at all. But, like, how did the Angels get him to go out there? The Mets a different story, because that was still, and I'm going to contend that if Steve Cohen was the owner of the Mets at that point, Ohtani would have been a Met, which would be crazy. All the things he's done in LA, if he was with the Mets, it would be incredible if he did them in New York, even if it was at Shea or now City. So that would have been great. But anyway, he wasn't there at that point, so the Wilpons were never going to do it. But how did he not end up with the Yankees? Or at least with the Dodgers, you know? I don't get it. So this is kind of like me just bitching a little bit after watching it last night and them talking about Ohtani. And now there's rumors that he will be either a Met or a Yankee in, you know, next year. I believe he can enter free agency, and supposedly he's going to test the free agent waters, and supposedly the Mets are one of the leaders because the gentleman who signed him is now with the Mets. So, you know, look out for that. But It's just, you know, this is just an observation. Again, why is Ohtani not in New York now? Please bring him to New York next year. And for me, I'm a Yankee fan, so if they can bring him to the Bronx, wow. Like, that would be, because let's face it, put him in New York City with the Mets or the Yankees, and it's exciting. I mean, think about the Yankees with him, Ohtani and Judge together. Oh, man. And think about him even with the Mets, you know, Lindor and Pete Alonso, and it would be cool, but it wouldn't be as cool as with the Yankees. So I'm saying, you know, Hal Steinbrenner, if you're listening, please do everything you can to get him. I know you know, you're trying to watch the budget. I understand this, but hopefully next year you get a couple guys off your payroll, right? And that might help. But also, whatever you got to pay this dude, and it may start with a 5, it may even start with a 6, as in $100 million. Do it, because you're going to get 5 years out of this guy, you know, hopefully more, but you're going to get at least 5. You can sign him to an 8-year deal, 9-year deal, 10-year deal, whatever, but you're going to get at least 5 of, like, something we're never going to see again, you know, a pitcher, a hitter. But the biggest thing is, like, an international star, and that's kind of incredible. So, again, Hal Steinbrenner, you know, start pinching your pennies, start selling off people if that's what you need to do. But I'm imploring you to please get Shohei Ohtani and put him in the Bronx. This is Zen Logan for Gauntlet NYC. Thank you for listening. Call in, and great talking to you. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.